The following audio simulation is not real. Each fantastical detail, every richly drawn character, is only a paper moon hanging over a muslin tree. So don't worry about it. Well, here's this one.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what you need to know. About 2 years and 3 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift. Unfortunately, the Dark Lord of this world is trying to find out how I'm doing that. FYI, I don't know how that's happening. Which is why he's imprisoned the entire town of Hogsface and forcing me and my co-captives to keep doing this podcast we record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-captive and also one of the guards, Chunt the Badger.
Yeah, I'm a shapeshifter, but we'll get it right one of these days.
Chunt, there's so many things to say about yourself.
You do such a dance.
To me, you're always going to be an adorable badger wearing a tiny crown with a slightly bigger guard's hat on top of that crown.
Mm-hmm. It's like a nesting doll.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for you to get another hat to put on top of the guard's hat. If you had to guess, Chunt, give us a sneak peek. What's going to be that next hat?
I mean, hopefully it's a best friend hat.
A best friend hat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to wait for your birthday.
What?
Which I do not know when it is.
You don't know when my birthday is.
I don't know. It does. It changes all the time. I don't have you a hat, but I did.
You don't have me a hat.
I don't have you a hat.
That sounds like a sad song.
I don't have you a hat. But, Chunt, I did.
Are you finishing the hat?
I have. I wish. I have been making us matching overalls.
What?
Friend overalls. And I was a little discouraged as I was making them. You said to Jamie and Sammy that you think matching overalls are creepy, but I soldiered through and I have made us friend overalls that we both can wear.
Arnie, that is...
They're both my size.
Oh, I'll be swimming in that.
I know. Not just because I'm a little bit husky, but because you're a badger.
But I'm happy to swim. Arnie, that is the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me. Thank you so much.
You're a good friend. You're a good friend.
You're a best friend.
And I'm not, normally when I say you're a good friend,
secretly mean fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. But this time I mean you're a best friend.
You're a good friend.
You're a great friend.
You're a great friend.
Yeah. Speaking of people that I do want to say you're a good friend to, our co-captive and co-host.
I keep thinking that you're going to say co-captain.
Co-captain?
Yeah.
No, I'm the captain. No, I'm the captain.
Well, I'm the captain
podcast.
Now.
No, I'm the captain of the podcast.
Okay.
You're like, you can be the skipper.
What's that?
I don't know, actually.
Is it like this?
Yep, exactly. Good work. Oh, I wish this was a video podcast. So adorable.
Oh, I'm out of breath from
But
sleeping.
Also, we're also joined by this piece of shit, Usador.
And I am, wait, what?
Nothing, bud, come on. This is where we're having fun.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fienyard. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Huxtanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and I have used my newly free-found powers to make you each a beret that says casual acquaintance.
Oh my gosh,
a casual beret. This is amazing.
That's great.
So now I have a crown with a guard hat, with a best friend's hat, with a casual beret.
Yeah.
Guys, I was going to wait till the end of the podcast, but I feel like now is the time for me to give you two your gifts. It cost me a pretty coin.
Uh-huh.
I got you both Guard Rock Cafe t-shirts.
Oh.
And again, those are 45 gold coin. You sound sad.
No, thank you. I love it.
I got you blue.
Yeah, no.
And I got you pink, Arnie.
Pink? Why'd you give me pink?
Because that's what your polo is.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm going to wear this all the time.
Yeah.
The way you say it sounds like you're not.
Well, here's the thing. No, here's the thing, Chunt. I super appreciate it, but it kind of makes us look like tourists.
What?
I mean, I know I've only lived in this world
for... To wear a Guard Rock Cafe t-shirt?
Well, it's a tourist shirt. Like, I know I've only lived in this world for 2 years and 3 months, but, like, even I know you don't wear a... a Guard Rock Cafe t-shirt.
Well, then fine. I'll get you a t-shirt from the cafe that's deep in the rainforest.
There's a deep in the rainforest cafe?
Yes. Do you want one from there?
I would love one of those.
Okay, well, then I'll get you a Rainforest Cafe t-shirt.
Great.
I have been whiling away my hours, pretending to be a weak old man who has to drink a magic-reducing potion. But yay, I have found access to mind powers again by accessing the shadows that dwell within my very cell. And now I am strong again, and I pretend to play the part of this weakened man so that I may gather intel, so that I may still go upon mine quest and defeat the Dark Lord. And yay, someday I shall sally forth, and I shall destroy him utterly.
I must say, since you've been playing the weak old man, you wear your rope really high up there.
Well,
it's around your chest.
It's part of my disguise.
Why do you wear that rope? It's not like you're keeping pants up. It's just part of your robe. Why? What's that for?
It just breaks up your form. You know, otherwise you're just like in a shapeless.
It'd just be
gown.
A muumuu.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Shapeless gown. Then I don't want to look like an asshole.
That's true. No, fair enough.
Now put on your Guard Rock Cafe t-shirts.
Yeah, no.
All right. But Usador, I do have a quick question for you about this potion that reduces your power.
Yes.
So now that you've counteracted the abilities of the potion, like, do you have all of your powers back? Or the fact that you could only make these casual berets, is that like just because you've got weakened powers, or your powers are only ever so good anyway?
Well, I still have to drink the potion sometimes because they watch.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm able to bring my powers back up to a certain level by accessing the light and the shadow, the source of my strength. So sometimes, yeah, I can't do everything yet.
I see.
Guys, but I'm laying low anyway.
I took a raspberry out of my meat and I put it on my beret.
Nice raspberry beret.
Beep, 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 beep.
You know what, guys? I'm very excited to talk to our guest. You know, I've been out and about walking around town a little bit, walking around Hog's Face. That wall they built around the town is big.
Yes, very imposing, terrifying.
Like, even the people who aren't actively prisoners, like the people that are just in the town of Hog's Face now, like, everyone's trapped in Hog's Face.
Yes, it's terrible. It's a terrible time to be in Hog's Face.
Well, I'm excited that one of the people I met walking around town agreed to be on the podcast.
Ooh.
Guys, we have not had one of these creatures before. I'm excited to talk to a gargoyle.
Can we not say these creatures?
Sorry.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I'm
really
so sorry. I apologize. Well, I apologize to you, our guest. Is it Hurgle, the gargoyle?
Yeah, I had assumed you'd had a lot of gargoyles on the show.
I haven't yet to meet a gargoyle.
And before we continue, what are your preferred pronouns?
I prefer she, please.
Okay.
I mean, my friend Sheila told me that I'm being kind of retro about this, insisting on being called, like, Gargirl.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, everyone's going for gargoyle now, you know? Like, go for not gendered, but...
Do what makes you happy. That's the whole point.
Thank you!
Hey, you are very welcome.
You are a terrifying stone woman!
Thank you!
I mean, in a good way. Like, that's, I assume that's intentional.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll definitely help me get work.
Yeah.
What sort of work do you do?
Mostly decorative.
Yes. Modeling.
Exactly.
Posing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If you have a garden.
Yes.
Okay.
I could stand on a fountain.
Ooh.
Well, I have to, I've been walking around town as well. Mm-hmm. Being a guard, I can kind of walk around town. And motherfuck me, I walk by Choo Choo's Chow. It's torn down. It's now an Olive Garden.
Like a literal Olive Garden?
What else would I be talking about? It's
a
garden
know.
Full of olives.
Uh huh.
They grow olives in a garden.
Okay.
And there's unlimited breadsticks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just growing in the garden?
Just growing wild. There's breadsticks, and when you snap one off to eat it, it grows right back on the bud. But what I was going to say was, perhaps that garden is hiring a gargoyle.
I will definitely check it out.
And I must say, you are incredibly stoic.
Thank you. I get that from my mother. She was a rock.
Oh. Yeah, wow.
My dad was an ogre, and they'll fuck anything.
Oh, she was a rock.
A rock.
I thought you were a solid presence.
Yeah, I thought she was... He fucked a rock, huh?
Yeah.
Someone's got to.
I thought if anybody would, it would be Usador.
But how dare you?
But I'm not wrong.
Well,
so Hurgle, what brings you to Hog's Face?
Heard that this might be the place that they are looking for some hideous creatures with some demon background,
mm-hmm.
which I have.
So if I have a building,
mm-hmm.
What does having a gargoyle on it bring? Like, what does it get me in my building?
It's mostly a status thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm happy to throw up over the side of the roof.
Oh, yeah.
If that's something you're looking for. That's one of our biggest strengths.
Now, sure. We're not actually in charge of the Vermilion Minotaur here. Perhaps we should ask Daphne if she'd be willing to hire...
Let's not bring Daphne over to the...
Did you need something?
Yes, this...
Oh, another water for the wizard! Ooh, let me work my magic and get you a free drink!
This gargoyle is actually looking for work.
To make a free drink.
This woman is terrifying.
She is.
Right?
She is,
We
right?
think she's dead.
But, oh, she might be dead and not know.
Were we all talking about mothers and fathers a minute ago?
We actually were. Yeah.
I tried to find mine the other day. I went to their house. Knock, knock, knock. Nothing.
Oh, don't knock three times, because that sets me off.
Oh,
as a guard, there's...
It's a guard knock life, is it?
Well, three knocks means that Cockroach Clan has eaten someone.
So you don't need to hire a gargoyle. Okay, that's all we wanted to know.
I have a big basket of bread pudding, and I put my fingers all over it, and I'll give you each a dish for half a coin.
No thank you.
I don't know how to break a coin in half.
That means you have to buy two.
Oh my God. What's this?
Let me touch your face!
No!
Just let her touch his face.
Please.
Okay, you can touch my face real quick.
Thank you.
Her hands are really cold.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So I don't think that's going to work out.
Oh, well. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
She swallows so hard.
That's true.
When she's talking, she swallows and it's just like...
Yeah.
How much spit is she producing that she...
What did you say?
No.
Did you need to order something or like...
Yeah, can I just get some more raspberries, please?
What?
Can I just get some more raspberries, please, ma'am?
Sure, I have them right here in my bosom.
I don't want those. Oh, I don't want those raspberries.
Well, you got them, because they're on the table, and I don't have a rag right now.
Did you say you got them?
It's one of our new catchphrases.
Oh.
You want them, you got them.
They keep printing up new napkins every week.
I just don't
you
like
want them, you got
yeah,
them.
I don't like that.
She might have some gargoyle in her.
So what has been your experience? Like, what kind of gargoyle jobs have you had so far?
It's been the employment market has been really slow.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of downtime. I've taken up, I guess you could call it amateur comedic taxidermy.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah. Well, it was an accident.
Details.
It wasn't supposed to be funny, but most people laugh. The eyes are very hard to get right.
Oh, I'm sure.
So if you're looking for any dioramas that I could make for you, I'd be happy to sell you some.
Oh, if only I wasn't trapped within my cell and was back at my home, where all my hilarious dioramas lack an animal to put in them.
Can I ask you, currently I'm a badger.
Sure.
Even though I am a shapeshifter.
I would love to get my hands on your body.
Yeah, if you stuff me, what would I be holding? Would I be like, what would I be doing? An action shot?
Sure. I love to do action sequences, to capture whoever or whatever
like skateboarding
it is.
With sunglasses.
In their final throws, whatever it was that was about to kill
whatever
them,
I was
they
throwing?
Spotted it.
Okay.
And then they were like, ah!
I wish I was dead.
What do you assume will kill you, Chunt?
If I'm being honest, Cockroach Clown.
Yes. Seems likely.
I think Cockroach Clown is going to kill all of us. Honestly, if you're out there, you're a listener, and you're like,
Hank.
If you're Hank, and you're like, I don't think I can make it to the end of whatever length of episodes this podcast does, just imagine, I bet the very last episode is Cockroach Clown killing all of us.
Or maybe you go home.
Oh, yeah. Weren't we supposed to be trying to get you home?
We are supposed to get me home.
Is that still a thing?
It is. But I worry that if I figure out how to get home now, the book club will figure out how to follow me home.
Oh, good point.
And by the book club, I mean the Dark Lord.
Don't, that's a shot.
Yeah. Oh.
We must all work together to defeat the book club. Also, can I join your book club?
Yeah, you can join our book club. We just need a book for the book club.
I would like to join a book club.
Yeah, Hergal, what kind of books do you like to read?
Comedy, action adventure, romance.
Mm-hmm.
You just listed all the different genres.
I love them all.
You seemed especially wistful when you mentioned romance.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, because you're a gargoyle.
Yeah,
you're very
literally
hard.
All of me is hard.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't really like hugging hard things.
Oh. Hurdle, do you need a hug?
I dated somebody who once told me it was like hugging a yardstick.
Oh, that's a terrible analogy.
Yeah.
You're a
sister. Yeah, I would imagine it would be like hugging like the side of a building or something. Yeah.
Well, he was always just hugging my neck.
Oh, I could see that.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
it's a very thin
neck.
Yep. It's a surprisingly thin neck.
And there's a lot of dashes kind of dispersed along it.
It's kind of like someone tried to make you a giraffe gargoyle, mm-hmm. but then they kind of went too far with the thinness.
What's a giraffe?
It's an animal on Earth that looks a little bit like your neck.
Sounds stupid.
It is our stupidest animal.
Now, I think you are a very attractive gargoyle, and you should meet another gargoyle and have a very happy life together. So what are you looking for in a gar mate?
I've thought a lot about what my babies would look like, and I'd love something that can kind of counteract this neck action.
Sure.
So probably the squatter, the better.
Ooh, all right.
The squatter, the better. The squatter, the better.
Looking for someone squat. That's one. All right, right.
Oh, remember that email last week said we could do squats in our prison cell.
That's right.
Start doing squats more.
And so you want to start, want to find a squatter.
So you are all squatters?
Well, I'm a guard. They're captives.
My cell is too short to not lay down in.
My cell is too legit to quit.
My cell is the third thing, and it's the funniest.
Oh, well. Missed opportunities. What shall you do? Now, tell us more about this dream person that you wish you could start a life with.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, please.
Yeah, please. This is a place of honesty.
I haven't really let myself dream.
Literally or figuratively?
Both.
Oh.
I take sleeping pills so that I don't dream at night because my dreams are too scary.
Oh.
What are some of your dreams you've had?
What are the scary dreams you don't like to think about? But please tell us.
Once I had a dream that I had elephantitis. And I was competing in a singing style elimination challenge, mm-hmm. and I was eliminated. And so the punishment.
Because of your elephantitis or because of the voice?
You know, they weren't clear. So part of the scary part was that I had to wonder if it was my body.
You'll never know.
Or my voice. And as a punishment, they took custody of my unborn children.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Any potential unborn children?
Yeah, they were like, they come straight to us.
I wish I was unborn. I'm just unwed.
Oh, Daphne.
Here's a bowl of bread pudding for you, Arnington General the Third.
We know about those. It's Arnie the First, I think.
Enjoy your pudding.
Thank you.
We definitely did not order bread pudding.
No.
I didn't bring you any.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
This pudding smells like her fingers.
Now, if you want to have real dreams, I have enough magic that I could cast a spell to make you have good dreams at night.
Okay, could I have good daydreams too?
Sure, yeah, those are easy.
Okay.
Yeah, hold perfectly still. Borntoth, Tirim, Balithsheen.
Does she have to be a believer in this?
A daydream believer?
Yeah, if she wants it to work, does she have to be a believer?
It couldn't hurt, I suppose.
But as long as there's not a trace of doubt in her mind.
Now, try to have a quick daydream.
Narrate it.
Okay, there's a giraffe, and it's...
Hideous.
It sees a rock flying at its face, and it's like, oh no, and then it dies, and I get to stuff its body.
Oh, so that took a nice turn at the end.
Out for the best, yeah. Good. What a happy ending.
I can see the cross-eyed, goofy look on the giraffe's face as the rock comes flying towards it.
If I got you the carcass of a bear, could you make me a cross-eyed bear and give that to me?
Oh, absolutely.
You guys ought to know that's what I crave, is like a cross-eyed bear.
You are the cross-eyed bear. Hurgle, I feel like we haven't even really come close to solving your problems, but I've really enjoyed talking to you.
I didn't realize that I was here for you to solve my problems. Oh. I could have loaded a lot more on you.
Oh.
I have something going on with the bottom of my foot,
Oh, okay.
Would you take a look at that?
Maybe Usador will.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, let me hit it with this rock. Ha! That should heal it right up.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That was so easy.
Yeah, some problems are easy to solve.
Well, Hurgle, I hope you find a job in Hog's Face, and you can come back regularly. We can have all kinds of more Hurgle Burgle with you.
You mean that?
Yeah.
I love that.
If we see you on top of a building, are you going to throw up on us and terrify us?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
What's the proper etiquette when you see a gargoyle working? Like, should I not, wave and say hi?
You can, but we can't acknowledge that we see you at all.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes people try to make us laugh.
I see.
And we can't.
I see. Should we try to make her laugh? Let's make her laugh.
I don't think that's really our wheelhouse.
Look, we've done...
You said the third thing.
I'm gonna try first. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cockroach Clown just ate someone. Three knocks.
I love knock, knock.
She didn't laugh. Well, Usador, you're up.
Well, I'd like to make you laugh by casting a spell that makes my eyes 8 times bigger than they usually are.
I love eye humor. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yes, I figured that would be right in your wheelhouse. Thank you.
I almost
cracked
it.
A smile.
She said that she liked it.
Arnie, you're up.
This is the third joke, and thus the funniest one.
She's laughing.
She's laughing so hard. Oh, finally. You know, that's the first time I've ever tried to tell a joke. Guys, I know we're very busy with this very serious podcast. I wonder if we should carve out a little time every week to do a funny podcast.
That'd we live great. In dangerous times. This is no time for humor and nonsense, tomfoolery and japeries. Nay, we must gather our forces. We must band together and fight back against the evil that we face even now. It might be fun to blow off some steam.
Yeah, just a little japery.
Yeah, a little japery.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to read an email here. Let's see here. I've got an email. If you want to send an email, you can send it to magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one I got recently. Hey, Arnie. I have a plan to help you defeat the... they didn't write this out. The book club. It may require you getting molested by a guy... Why are these always all the plans involve someone getting molested?
Now, may I remind you, you are able to select which things you read.
I should read these before I start speaking them. It may require you getting molested by a guy named Dagoner, but it's a solid plan. Otak, Flower, and Crom found a place called Glorian Falls. For 7 pounds of flesh, you can relive any 3 weeks. So you have to escape and make it to Glorian Falls and relive the 3 weeks before the Dark Lord came to Hog's Face and prepare to stop him. You can do it. You can master space and time. You're our last hope, Carnival Wilson. They spelled carnival wrong. Best regards, Rusty. So if we get to this Glorian Falls place that we listen to on the Resonance Stone, we can relive 3 weeks? I mean, we still have to escape Hog's Face first.
What are you going to do with 3 weeks?
I don't know. It was also unclear. Do you just experience those 3 weeks, or can you actually change those 3 weeks?
I know not. I've heard nary a bit about this. I remember something from the Resonance Stones to this effect, but it was unclear what the final outcome would be. And I say unto thee, it's already been more than 3 weeks since the Dark Lord attacked, so he certainly couldn't fix... that particular, event.
Fuck you, Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty.
Yes, Rusty.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, Rusty, our second listener, go away. Leave us with Just Hank.
Just Hank?
Why don't you take your adjective for a name and go fuck yourself?
I'm going to read a quick Bangin' Buds. This is from Chris Rust.
And very quickly, before you do this, remind people of the rules. These can be sensual, but they cannot be sexual.
Yes.
No ass to mouth. No piss to butt.
No P to A. This is called Back Rub Betrayal.
Betrayal?
Arnie was sitting at the table in a tavern one day, and he realized that Chun Usador were late for the podcast. Curious, he left the tavern to go look for them. There was much gasping of those gathered as Arnie opened the door and went outside. His search led him to a door where he heard peculiar noises coming from inside. Mm. There was a groaning and moaning and sounds of sick flesh making contact. We said no sex, Arnie exclaimed, looking to the heavens. He immediately got the feeling that it was okay and he should open the door. Arnie quietly opened the door just a crack and saw something that would be burned into his mind forever. Usador was giving Chunt a back rub.
Oh.
It turned out pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Rusty, I'm sorry. We got upset before, and we shouldn't have taken it out on you. It's frustrating to think that we could go back those 3 weeks and still do nothing to change our situation here.
Yeah, sorry, Rusty. We were just frusty.
Yeah.
Frustrated. Is that the kind of comedy we could have in our comedy podcast?
I think we could do better.
Like some wordplay? Actually, Arnie, would you mind if I, instead of doing another Banging Buds, did...
Yes, whatever you're going to say.
Instead of doing that segment, let's do the Usador Cook segment that we promised.
Yep. All right.
So, Usador, looks like I have some raspberries here, so why don't you cook something with that?
Those are titty raspberries. Keep that in mind. They were next to my bosoms, my cold white bosoms that used to feed my child.
If you want to make a delicious dessert, first take a whole quart of fresh raspberries. Place them next to your breasts. Die. Be upset and disturbed and sad.
Just cleaning the bar! Tum-ti-tum-ti-tar!
Ignore the fact that you have died and continue to clean the bar. Do some scat speaking as you clean the bar, then dump the raspberries onto a table. Bake 6 delicious biscuits. Put the raspberries apart on top of the biscuits. Cover it with freshly whipped cream and sugar. Aye, and then take these delicious baked treats. Feed them to a bird and tell that bird to fly. Fly to the top of the highest mountain. To take a bird poop on top of the mountain where a tree shall grow, a perfect new raspberry tree. Gather those raspberries, bring them home, and bake a pie of the most delicious form you've ever seen. Ah, yay, this is the only way to make the perfect raspberry pie.
Yes!
That's been Usador Cooks. Burgle, can I ask you something?
Yeah, please.
Speaking of birds pooping, do you get a lot of bird poop on you?
Yes. It's very good for the skin.
Oh.
The rock skin. It's like peeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to a spa.
It's good for my skin, too. Look, I have it all over me.
Yeah, he's just covered in bird shit. Yeah.
Arnold, where are you going to walk to today?
I don't know. I guess... you know what? Maybe I should check out that well that goes to the dungeon. Remember that well that goes to the dungeon?
Oh, yeah.
It goes to the second level of the dungeon?
Yeah, it's a shortcut.
Yeah, like maybe we could escape through that well.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Soon we may be.
Yeah, guys, if there's no podcast next week, we've escaped.
Hank? Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, bud.
Rusty?
Sorry, Rusty.
Yeah. So sorry.
But more sorry to Hank than to Rusty.
Mostly Hank. Hank's been with us the whole time.
Yeah. But Rusty's probably sticking with us because he's like, if they escape, they're going to go to those perverts at Glorian Falls. If I had 3 weeks to live over again, I'd probably just swap them out on the last couple sentences I said.
And so the curtain lowers on our memory palace. Each prop packed away, costumes folded, the last page of our playbill reminding us, never for a moment mistake this fleeting dream for truth. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Nothing I say can be worse than what you just heard. Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Beleaguered Sigh edited in the interest of time. Urgle the Gargoyle was played by special guest Liz Kirkwood. Liz performs with the improv group Macbeth at I.O. Chicago. Daphne the Unwed Mother, back for more, was played by Sarah Shockey. Check out her podcast, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. Craig, you won the game of rock, paper, tentacle, causality loop, rock, rock, paper, rock earlier. You can finish the credits.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chikover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Remember, if you love Magic Tavern and you hate having extra money, Earwolf's store is now on Podswag. So if you go to podswag.com, you can buy some Magic Tavern shirts, an I Don't Want to Talk About Earth Stuff shirt, and that all-new set of Magic Tavern magnets where you can dress up Chunt, Arnie, and Usador in all sorts of neat outfits and help support the show with your money. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com as well, or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.